Let's go on to your last patient, the 60-year-old Hispanic woman with diffuse large B-cell.
She was a complicated patient, not a straightforward diffuse large B-cell, in that she had a past history of scleroderma. She had a history of Sjogren's. She presented to her physician with some bruising, and he did a blood count on her, and she had a platelet count of 12,000, and she had some stuffiness in her nose. She couldn't breathe very well. And so he referred her to hematology immediately. And she was seen by an outside hematologist who diagnosed her as ITP, but did a CAT scan of her sinuses because she wasn't breathing very well and found a paranasal mass, a fairly large posterior pharyngeal and nasal mass. ENT biopsied that, and that was a diffuse large B cell. So she had multiple problems. She was referred into us for a second opinion. We staged her, and she had some bone marrow involvement, and we felt she was high risk. Her LDH was elevated.
And what did you think of the platelets, unrelated, ITP, or what?
We called her ITP related to probably her underlying autoimmune disorder, but certainly maybe related to the ultimate immune deficiency, which is her lymphoma. So maybe both of them played a role in the etiology. But she presented as a therapeutic dilemma because she obviously needed R-CHOP, but she had 12,000 platelets. The other concern was this was not a good location, and she had bone marrow involvement and a pharyngeal and paranasal mass. And so the consideration of intrathecal therapy was certainly considered. So a spinal tap was performed. There was no evidence of disease, but we elected to treat her with, first of all, steroids. We start her with 1 to 2 milligram per kilogram of steroids just to try to get the platelet count up before we initiated therapy. And we actually gave her 2 days of high-dose intravenous immune globulin. That brought her platelets up to 150,000 within a week. We then gave her R-CHOP. She tolerated that well, except she came in with a seizure 1 week after treatment with a sodium of 116. Hmm. We think she had some inappropriate ADH secretion.
That was what do you think that was from?
With the cytoxin, maybe.
Interesting. Have you ever seen that with R-CHOP?
Never with R-CHOP. I've seen it with other chemotherapy regimens, but in all the years I've been using R-CHOP, I have to admit I saw it once in a patient I treated with CHOP who was actually had diffuse large B cell with extensive disease in bones, bone marrow, every place else, and she did have an inappropriate ADH secretion. Yes, I did see it once before.
Wow.
Anyway, so she was very complicated. We got her treated with that. Neurology saw her. MRI was okay. CT's good. Got her sodium back up. Now, the question was, do I go in with R-CHOP again? I was hesitant, but I bit the bullet and I went in again, and she did fine from there on. She ended up having a complete remission. I gave 4 intrathecal therapies with methotrexate just because of the location of the diffuse large B cell. Her platelets have remained normal. The extra boost every 3 weeks of high-dose prednisone, I'm sure, kept her in remission. And she's out 8 months now and remains in a complete remission.
Do you think that most investigators would have given her intrathecal therapy with a negative cytology?
I think that there are certain indications for using prophylactic CNS treatment in diffuse large B-cell. And let me tell you what I feel that indication is. Certainly, diffuse large B-cell that occurs in the testes is a definite indication for intrathecal therapy. We know that these patients may have late relapses, and we know that the late relapses may be in the central nervous system. Paraspinal masses are another indication for intrathecal therapy. The controversy has, and also Waldeyer's ring around the brain, any kind of orbital diffuse large B cell. We have seen patients with diffuse large B cell of the vitreous. That's definitely an indication for a CNS therapy, treat as a CNS lymphoma. There has been controversy about bone marrow involvement with diffuse large B cell. And a lot of physicians actually feel that if there's an extensive involvement with diffuse large B cell in the bone marrow, if there's a lot of extranodal sites, elevated LDH and beta 2 microglobulin, that's a poor risk, and those patients should have intrathecal therapy. What I think you have to be very careful about is I do not feel there's any indication for intrathecal therapy in the occasional patient who has diffuse large B cell with a small amount of involvement in the bone marrow. And there's another group of patients with diffuse large B-cell who have a lot of small cells in the bone marrow. It's a discordant lymphoma. They do not and should not receive intrathecal therapy. So there are certain definite groups with diffuse large B-cell that should have intrathecal therapy.
What's going on with her platelet count nowadays?
Platelet count's 150,000 and she's doing well.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?